Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. A prophet named Ezekiel, he wrote in chapters 38 and 39, as the Lord revealed to him about a leader, Gog and Magog, talking about which would be Russia and Iran, but he would put a hook in the jaw of a particular leader from the north, and he would come down, and he would look like he was teaming up to come against Israel. But guess what? God was about to show himself mighty to the people of Israel. He was about to show himself mighty. He was about to reveal himself. It looked like a tragedy was coming in, and it looked like they were teaming up. These nations were teaming up. But what we're going to talk about in today's program is that's happening right now. Right this moment, it looks like Ezekiel 38 and 39 is taking place. When God begins to respond, and we'll talk more about it, it'll take 7 months to bury the bodies, 7 years to burn the weapons. Let's just kind of take a look. What does this Russian-Iran nightmare alliance look like? Let's listen to Eric Stockelback. Watch this.
It's a nightmare scenario. A military powerhouse with a massive nuclear arsenal openly aligning itself with Islamic terrorists who are hostile to America and Israel. That's exactly the situation today in Syria as the Russian military coordinates with the world's number one state sponsor of terror, Iran, and its proxy Hezbollah. The Russian-Iranian alliance is helping to prop up the regime of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. He'd been on the ropes, threatened on all sides by ISIS, al-Qaeda, and Syrian rebel groups. And then the Russian bear stepped in. Russia began airstrikes in Syria on behalf of the Assad regime in late September after a steady military buildup. The buildup began shortly after an Iranian general named Qassem Soleimani paid a visit to Moscow in July. It was no coincidence. Although he largely avoids the limelight, Soleimani has been called the most powerful operative in the Middle East today.
In general terms, he's a uniformed Osama bin Laden. He's anti-U.S. He is able to travel to Middle East and North Africa and basically funding and directing Iranian proxy groups like Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis, and those are just the ones that start with an H.
Michael Pregent is executive director of Veterans Against the Iran Deal. He served as an intelligence advisor to General David Petraeus in Iraq, where he saw Soleimani's handiwork up close.
Talk about, in specific, the kind of attacks that Soleimani and the Iranians helped carry out against U.S. troops in Iraq.
Okay, well, there were the explosively formed penetrators. That was a munition that the Iranians helped Shia militias build. They brought them to Iran, trained them on how to use it, and actually set them up in Iraq and directed their attacks against U.S. forces.
U.S. officials believe those Iranian-supplied weapons led to the deaths of at least 500 American soldiers in Iraq. As leader of the elite Quds Force wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps, Soleimani played a central role.
Soleimani is responsible for Quds Force external operations. He has the Iraq portfolio. He has a Syria portfolio. He's responsible for keeping Assad in power for 4 years. He has a hand in Assad in the death of 200,000 Syrians.
Israel, however, is Soleimani's ultimate target.
The Quds Force, Quds means Jerusalem. The Quds Force is an external force hell-bent on taking Jerusalem back. That's their long-term strategic goal.
In pursuit of that goal, Iran is attempting to establish a foothold in Syria's Golan Heights along Israel's border. In January 2015, an Israeli helicopter strike killed a group of top Hezbollah operatives near the Golan border along with an Iranian brigadier general. That setback didn't deter Iran's long-term plans. Last month, Soleimani personally visited the Golan to rally Syrian and Hezbollah troops there.
Qasem Soleimani has become much more public in his profile. Lots of pictures of him standing alongside Iraqi Shia militants in Iraq, in Syria. He's taken a very public role.
Likewise, Iran is stepping up its role in Syria's civil war. Some 2,000 Iranian and Iranian-backed fighters are now in Syria battling to prop up the Assad regime. They're joined by thousands of Hezbollah fighters and supported by a daily barrage of Russian airstrikes against anti-Assad targets. In addition, Russia, Iran, the Assad regime, and Iraq are now all reportedly sharing intelligence.
An emergency visit by Qasem Soleimani to Moscow in July reportedly sealed the deal for Russian involvement in Syria. It was a visit made in direct violation of UN sanctions against the Quds Force leader.
When we say that sanctions are still on Soleimani, they're not, because the supreme leader will give Soleimani as much money as Soleimani needs to continue Iran's export of terrorism. He answers directly to the supreme leader. Qasem Soleimani answers directly to Khamenei, and that's the problem. We don't understand that.
As for Russia, its presence in the Middle East and its growing alliance with Iran raises serious questions for Israel. Such as, how will Russia react to a potential war between Israel and Hezbollah, or an Israeli strike against Iran's nuclear facilities? The answers remain unclear. Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News.
This is so important when you think about prophetic fulfillment and what's being said. And that's Russia and Iran. But you know, just a few days ago, a couple of days ago, our own president sat down in Turkey, as you're seeing him right here, and he met with President Putin himself. This is them sitting together, talking together in the lobby. They're about to have a meeting right there. And it's like all the nations are coming together to be able to formulate a team. It looks like it's against ISIS, but it's the fulfillment, if you would, of biblical prophecy, potentially Ezekiel 38 and 39, talking about, you know, I'd put a hook in your jaw and I would come down. And you're seeing also, this is them sitting, talking in the foyer of the meeting just the other day in Turkey. This is right after, or right there at the time the French were under attack in Paris. It was going on. But not only that, you know, with 1426, y'all can show the 1426 right here, that President Putin, President Obama, and Prime Minister Cameron, they've all teamed up now to be able to come against ISIS. But the thing about it is they're teamed up with Iran, with Syria, with Turkey, with the Islamic powers to come against ISIS. Well, they teamed up with Islam. And notice how the Israel has been minimized in all the things that have happened over the 7 years, that, you know, what our president basically led was the minimization and the mindset of people and the nations about Israel. But Ezekiel 38:39 says that the Lord was going to show himself mighty to the Jewish people, that he's going to show himself mighty. So this potentially could be this coming land grab that Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about. We make that available to you at VFNTV.com. But they're gathering. The nations are literally gathering on the outskirts of Israel. Something's going to happen. It's going to be powerful. God's about to show himself mighty. We got so much more we're going to talk about after the break, including how this fits up with end times, as Rick Wiles is talking about this on the Jim Baker Show.
Isn't that amazing when you think about, you know, in our day?
Unbelievable. Who could imagine?
I mean, you know, we have so much computing power now that the computer is able to do so many things so much faster. Hmm. But we're still stuck with our own bodies and brains.
That's
and
right.
It's like, this thing is clicking off so fast.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just this 1 year alone, I was reading an email yesterday just recounting some of the things that have happened in 2015. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to pale in comparison to what awaits in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, put on your seatbelt and get ready.
As Duck Dynasty says, it's on.
It's on.
Like Donkey Kong. It's going to be on in 2016. Well, you think about, you know, this is, you know, what's happening in Russia. What does this mean with them teaming up? I think Rick Wiles explains it really well when he's talking about Gog and Magog. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, just watch him now as he's speaking about, you know, Russia's alliance and moving in as they are on the northern borders of Israel. Take a look.
Russia has now moved troops, tanks, and jet fighters into Syria. And they're saying, we're going to kill ISIS. And the U.S. and the news media is saying, oh, this dangerous Putin is invading Syria and escalating things. And Putin's saying, no, wait a minute, I'm trying to kill ISIS. Don't you want to kill ISIS? No, the United States doesn't want to kill ISIS. But Putin is saying, I'm getting tired of what's being done to the Christians in Syria and the Middle East. And so there's a clash coming very soon. And we're going to be on the wrong side of this clash. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, last year, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, Kirill. He gave a sermon in the cathedral down the street from the Kremlin. And he said, the wickedness in America is evidence that the Armageddon, the day of Armageddon, is drawing near.
Mm-mm.
Now, that was a Sunday morning sermon.
Think about it.
So the Christians in Moscow, listening to the highest-ranking Christian leader of the country, was delivering a sermon saying, if you don't think the last days are here, look at America.
Huh? Oh.
Okay? Wow. We don't realize, we're the Christians in this country are in a stupor. We're in a delusion.
Totally.
We don't understand what is about to happen. And the rest of we got other countries that are getting ready to deal with what we're doing. The Bible says, Jesus said, God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. Well, we've been sowing bombs. We've been sowing revolution. We've been sowing bloodshed, turmoil, agony, suffering in other countries, deliberately doing it. Mm-hmm. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap.
Oh, God.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Hey, this is amazing, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
It's like for years now, we've been on the air, we've been talking about it, and it's like it's here. You know, I remember talking with Steve. Steve's in the control room right now, being a Marine, that you know, you go to training and you learn all these things you learn in Paris Island as a Marine, and there comes that day when they say charge.
Yeah.
You know, it all becomes real. And I was watching, and hopefully maybe you can have this on a future program, a TED Talk where a journalist was in Sarajevo, and it's when the war just – she's listening to somebody explain what is it like when a war begins. And she describes it this way. I mean, she says, the particular lady, which is, I was going down the street, pushing my baby in a stroller, taking him, or walking my child to school or daycare or something, because I think it was in a stroller. Mm-hmm. And just a normal day. And all of a sudden, John, she looked and a tank, a military tank was coming down the road. This is not a normal thing.
Not a movie. This is a...
Right. This is in the 21st century. This is like 1992. And then she's looking at it and she's thinking, well, this is not real. This is like surreal. Right. This couldn't be real. There's something, it just doesn't click. The normalcy bias, hopefully we'll talk about. And then all of a sudden she sees it start running over buildings and people and all this different stuff. And so she takes her kid and she hides behind a garbage can and is still trying to register what's going on. And then she realizes at some point, everything's changed, and they lose power. They lose everything for 3 years. Next thing you know, they're running to this bus and giving their kids to complete strangers, saying, please, you know, take my kids out of this war zone.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have that for you in the future. But we're going to be talking in our next program. Make sure you catch it. You know, that the Lord said there's going to be a physical battle on the soil of America.
Mm.
And we'll talk about how it was confirmed and what the Lord did. And, of course, others are saying it too, but talking out of our own experience.
It's interesting how you were talking about that transition with what this lady was going through, because it reminds me of the movie that History Channel put together on Armageddon, but it was titled that.
Yeah.
Where the family, there was a catastrophe, a disaster that took place in California, and they brought all these experts in, as well as some actors to act out what it would be like.
Right.
And the main characters in this movie, if you will, documentary, they had to determine at what point do I actually take what's happening serious. There's a transition that's occurring. This is alarming. This is not normal. And now I got to begin to take drastic measures, changes to avoid, you know, damage and hurt. We have
a tendency to go because we don't want it to be. Therefore, it isn't.
It can't be. Right. This can't be a gun
as
in my hand.
The tank is coming right. And it's very. As a matter of fact, we'll make that a related link so you can get to that on the VFN Torch. You need to go get that off the History Channel and watch it, because it's not obviously. I don't believe Armageddon is coming at this point.
Right.
But it takes you through those processes of thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody that subscribes to the VFN Torch newsletter that comes to you in your email every single week to keep you updated and informed, you get a prudent preparation, which talks a lot about this kind of thing.
Yes.
Automatically sent to you in your email. Just go to vfntv.com, upper right-hand corner. Click on the VFN Torch, enter in your email, whatever it says. There's a couple things. Boom, it's just sent to you, and you have it, and you can begin to listen to it. It'll come to you in your email. Well, this is happening very, very quick. Mm. I mean, things are happening. America is about to face some difficult times. We are now, actually.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like we've been given a numbing agent. And, you know, if somebody touches you with a scalpel before you get the numbing agent, you're going to react. Mm-hmm. But if you've been numbed, and it's like there's a dullness of spirit,
yeah,
and great deception over the land, and you're watching people. Maybe it's the normalcy bias where people are just going.
I think so.
Or the election bias. Like, if we have an election, everything's going to change.
Right.
But you can go so far, you can't come back. And to exactly where you were. I believe there's going to be some great things coming. It's going to be awesome for the church.
Mm-hmm.
But for America, I mean, things are weighing in the balance right now. And Michelle Bachmann, as a matter of fact, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, is being interviewed by Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, mm-hmm, while they're in Jerusalem. And these prophecies are being fulfilled. You got to hear this. After this break, we're going to go to the break and come back. I want you to hear what Michelle's saying. She prophesied about it. She had she's basically saying prophecies are being filled while I'm here. She was attacked for actually, you know, something.
For sharing.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.